This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, brought to us by Spitzer Toyota, Bill Few Associates Wealth Management, Hampton Beer Outlet, Wiggle Whiskey, Pittsburgh Regional Transit, and Dollar Bank. You can give us a ring at our call center, 412-663-5664. You can text NEED to 50155, or you can go to 937thefan.com. Going to 937thefan.com is brought to you by Metropolitan Window Company. This hour, here's a pretty good incentive, Doran. One person this hour who donates $50 plus will win Wiggle Whiskey Sip and Tour for four with Melanie Taylor.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Melanie is a great time.
Great time.
One of the nicest people that we work with, and we work with a ton of nice people. You know who's also nice? Neil Walker, former Bucko, current Bucko broadcaster. He joins us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Neil, you grew up in Pine Richland, and you know what this community means. Thank you so much for joining us on a day as special as this one, man.
Yeah, you're welcome. This is awesome. And, you know, obviously, Giant Eagle headlining kind of this fundraiser is really cool, and have a lot of ties to Giant Eagle, and have my mother-in-law was set up, you know, stations at Giant Eagle for the last 15, 20 years. So, you know, spent a lot of time in Giant Eagles, and, you know, certainly the Pittsburgh area community is close to home for all of us. So, really cool. Hopefully we hit that number.
Neil, we obviously know that you're from Pittsburgh and how much, you know, the community means to you, but whenever you're a player here in Pittsburgh, how much did it mean to your teammates, those that weren't from Pittsburgh, those that were from even other countries? And, you know, for you to probably take it upon yourself to be like, you know, we are a tight-knit group here in Pittsburgh, and it means a lot to do things outside of playing baseball. How much did it mean to serve the community for your teammates that you played with here in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, you know, I took a lot of pride in that. And I think that guys that come here and – It tells a lot, and Doran, you've seen this in the football world, especially, you know, a lot of football players and hockey players, they stay here after their careers are done, because they know it's such a great community, they know it's a great place to raise a family, and the schools are fantastic, and you know, baseball is just a little bit different because the off season's in the winter, and a lot of guys are already from Florida and California and Georgia and Texas and Phoenix and kind of more areas like that, but. You know, I took a lot of pride in it. And I know my teammates that ended up coming here and were able to get out in the community and see how things operate in this part of the country. A lot of them were not surprised, but a lot of them were really kind of drawn in and gravitated toward the family-like atmosphere and people pulling in the same direction. I've heard a lot of them say, like, oh, you know, the really operate in places like LA where I'm from or New York, or kind of everybody just kind of, you know, sticks to themselves and kind of goes to their day. But, you know, that's not exactly how things work in our region.
It's the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. 412-663-5664 to donate. $1 will provide up to three meals for those in need. You can text NEED to 50155 or you can go to 937thefan.com. Going to 937thefan.com for your donation, brought to you by Metropolitan Window Company. All right, Neil. So I feel like I'm doing a thing that I did last year. So the Pirates start off 20-8, and I'm sipping all the Kool-Aid. Like, there ain't a drop left of Kool-Aid. Well, now they're hitting bombs left and right down there in spring training, and I'm feeling a little Kenny Pickett-like. Kenny had the perfect passer rating in the preseason. Talk me down or tell me, is my optimism in this Buccos group, Neil, is it founded in any kind of realism?
So your cautious optimism is at an all-time high.
That's right. I think I've abandoned the caution. I think I'm just optimistic.
I am too. I really am. And getting to see this team in spring training, albeit was early on for me. They checked a good amount of boxes this offseason. They set out to have somebody at first base that they can put in the lineup against righties every single day and feel comfortable. Andrew, it seems that he got back healthy. David Bednar had a little blip early on in spring training. It seems like he is progressing well enough that they feel like that he's able to handle his workload in the early part of the season. Would you like to see, Majinski and Colin Holderman healthy from the jump? Absolutely. But the fact of the matter is in baseball, you got the 6-month season. Sitting here last year at this time, right before the season started, you looked at the offense and you said, wow, if Cruz pulls his weight and is able to stay healthy, this is a pretty deep lineup. And that obviously 9 days into the season was not the case because he got hurt. So I see it as the same thing. I see it as guys like Cruz and Hayes and Brian Reynolds, if they're pulling their weight, especially on the offensive side of things, I think they'll be okay. If we were to see a bad injury to one of those three guys, or to Mitch Keller or one of these guys that you're really banking on to have to be that cornerstone and that stable piece, whether it's the offense or the starting rotation or the bullpen, that in my opinion is where things could get hairy, because you just don't necessarily have that depth in a lot of teams that are quote unquote small market, medium market. The Yankees, for example, they'll pay your 4A guys more than your regular AAA guys to sit down in AAA until somebody gets hurt. And these are guys that have 2, 3, 4 years of major league experience. We don't necessarily operate in that capacity. So you got to stay healthy. You got to have the guys that are supposed to pull their weight, and you got to have your complementary pieces, your Jack Sawinskis, your Rowdy Tellez, your Connor Joes. You have to have those guys when the bell's called, be able to step up and produce, and just have, you don't have to have the 20-8 months, but you can't have the 8-20 months.
Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Neil Walker, our guest right now. You can donate 412-663-5664. You can text NEED to 50155. You can donate on 937thefan.com. One person this hour who donates $50 plus will win a Wiggle Whiskey Sippin' Tour for four with Melanie Taylor.
All right, Neil, opening day is Thursday. The Pirates, they get things rolling. So your surprise player of the year. Now, don't give me O'Neill Cruz. Everybody's kind of anticipating O'Neill Cruz to have a big year. Give me somebody that nobody might be thinking about right now, your surprise player of the year for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Well, I know that Jared Jones garnered a lot of attention, especially as spring training went along. So I think it would be easy to say him, and you know that a guy like that is going to go through his bumps. But my goodness, he got totally dwarfed by Paul Skenes in terms of being the third best ranked prospect in our organization. But you watch him, throw a couple bullpens and obviously pitch in spring training games. I was like, holy smokes, this is the same similar arsenal than Paul Skenes has. He's obviously not a 6'6", 265-pound guy like Paul is. Jared's a lot smaller, but my goodness, he was like watching a bulldog on the mound. So I think it would be easy to say him. I would cautiously say Henry Davis, although I don't know if that's necessarily a surprise type player, but I think that given his spring and your hope that he's able to take the reins as you're catching four or five times a week guy, but I guess time will tell. So, but it's very important for the Pittsburgh Pirates to have those two guys kind of step in and fill in and have the team continue to progress forward. Now, you know, the Marco Gonzalez's of the world, you hope that they have do the same thing that or similar things that Rich Hill did when he was here and just kind of be that guy that goes out there every fifth day and takes the ball and gets some weak contact and keeps your team in the game and gets your team into the fifth, sixth, seventh inning. But we will see. I think that the roster you see on day one come mid, late May might look a lot different.
Neil, appreciate you taking time on a day like today, man. Really, really, really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you next week about actual baseball, man. Thank you.
All right, guys, you have a great week, and let's raise some money around here, all right?
Let's do it.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Neil.
All right, guys.
All right. Yep. Take it easy. Neil Walker, the Buccos, play real baseball in Miami in 2 days. It is the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. You can donate by calling 412-663-5664, and you can text NEED to 50155. This hour brought to us by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. We're actually going to talk to somebody from Allegiant Federal Credit Union coming up next. A big donation is on the way. A stacked hour as well, as we've got Tyler Kennedy joining us at 8:35. And for $11 a month, you make that donation, our listeners can be a Feed the Need community champion. That amount will feed someone every single day for a year. And we've been telling you, one out of every 10 people is food insecure. One out of 8 children is food insecure. For $11 a month, you can feed someone every day for a year. One community champion will win the following prize pack from Y108. You get 8-man jam tickets. From 93.7 The Fan, 2 tickets to a Pirates game. From 100.7 Star, you get boozy brunch tickets on the Gateway Clipper. From Whammo, you'll get TK Kirkland tickets at the Roxanne. And KDKA will provide a pair of tickets to Liberty Magic History of Magic Part 1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This hour brought to us by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. It is the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. 412-663-5664 is the number to donate. $1. Any bit helps because $1 can provide 3 meals for those in need. You can text NEED to 50155. You can go to 937thefan.com to make your donations as well. And for just $11 a month donations, our listeners can be a Feed the Need community champion. That amount will feed someone every day for a year. One community champion will win the following prize pack from Y108. You got 8-man jam tickets. From 93.7 The Fan, you get 2 tickets to a Pirates game. From 100.7 Star, you get boozy brunch tickets. On the Gateway Clipper. Maybe some mimosas there. From Whammo, they'll provide TK Kirkland tickets at the Roxanne, and KDKA will provide a pair of tickets to Liberty Magic History of Magic Part 1. So great incentives, 412-663-5664. 5664 again to donate. You can text NEED to 50155. And we are joined right now from Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. He is Angelo Lucatordo. Angelo, thank you so much for joining us today. And I understand you have a big announcement you'd like to make.
Well, thank you. We are so grateful for the opportunity to be with you today. Always a pleasure to be here at 93.7 The Fan. I have the pleasure of introducing our Vice President of Business Development, Jeremy Wells, and he wants to present a donation because Feed the Need is near and dear to us as it is for so many in the community. And, you know, I was listening a little bit earlier, and I think Jeff Hathorn said it best, is that we're highlighting this today, but the need goes throughout the year. And so we want to be involved in our community throughout the year. And we are, and we are grateful for today. So, Jeremy, if you would be willing to present this, I would be grateful.
So on behalf of Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, we have a check for $3,000 for the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank to help with your Feed the Need.
Wow.
And it's our pleasure to help out in this community. And like to present you this check.
Well, we appreciate that. Look at that. How about that, Crowley? I mean, they come in here and they do. I mean, this is unbelievable, and this is what the city of Pittsburgh is all about, and giving back, and you guys taking initiative to do this. This is fantastic, and everybody appreciates you and the time that you take, and you know what you're doing with this community. I mean, this is it's unbelievable. It really is.
Well, we're just so pleased to be a part of it, and for you guys to give us this platform, we could not be more grateful.
Now, some of the other initiatives that you do have, I mean, you guys, like you said, it's not just today, it's throughout the whole entire year. So you guys are involved a lot in the community outside of just today. So this does mean a lot to you, and so does the city, doesn't it?
It truly does. In fact, we've worked with Cam Hayward and the Hayward House. We're Sacking the Hunger with them. The South Hills Interfaith Movement, we've donated to their Neighborhood Hero Project for feeding families in that regard. So this isn't something that just is today. It's something that we do all year long.
Jeremy Wells and Angelo Lucatordo joining us here from Allegiant Federal Credit Union, donating 9,000 meals in our Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. But it's not just the charitable donations that have you guys making a difference in this town. You're making a difference just with your business. Can you explain a little bit of that to the people, Angelo?
Well, as a nonprofit credit union owned by our members, we have over 21,000 loyal members. We have incredible support from our board of directors, tremendous management team and staff that works diligently every day to provide the best financial future for our members. So we love to shape our members' future, and we have some opportunities right now that I think folks might be interested in. We have a certificate of deposit special where you can earn 5.15% for 9 months with only a $1,000 entry amount. It's a great opportunity. We believe it's the best in town. We're also going to be offering, starting April 1st, a home equity line of credit with an introductory rate for 6 months of 3.99%. That's less than half of what anybody else is charging. And so it's a great opportunity as you head into spring. And with a line of credit, the money's available to you when you need it. And so you have access to it as you have projects you may need done around your home. An additional opportunity is through our credit card. You know, the credit card that we offer is under 10% fixed rate for qualified buyers. And with every swipe, you can earn 2% cash back.
2%?
It's really an amazing opportunity. We believe we have some of the best products and services in the industry, and we'd love for everyone to check us out at AllegiantFCU.org. It's really a great opportunity. Give us a call. 6 locations. We just opened up our 6th location in McKeesport. The folks there have been so loyal and supportive of us. So we're just really pleased and proud to be a part of the Pittsburgh community. Community is in our name. We are grateful for being with you today. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, and thank you. And thank you for your generous donation as well of 9,000 meals. My wife and I, we were going through a credit card process each of the last couple of days, and we did land at AllegiantFCU.org. So I just wanted to throw that out there as well.
We are grateful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Jeremy, yes. Angelo, you guys are the best. Appreciate that. Allegiant Federal Credit Union donating 9,000 meals, and they just delivered the check to Doran Dickerson. They did not trust me. They did not want to hand the check to me. It's the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Please donate if you have the means. 412-663-5664. Every little bit helps. 1 out of every 10 people is food insecure. 1 out of 8 children doesn't know where their next meal is coming from. Help them out. Text NEED to 50155. You can also go to 93.7 The Fan. NFLDraft.com. Coming up next, Tyler Kennedy to talk about the spiraling Pittsburgh Penguins. And also, this is a guy that decided to make his home here in Pittsburgh after his career went downhill, Dorn. Had to get in that shot.
Make sure you bring that up again.
Yeah. Tyler Kennedy going to join us next. Again, 412-663-5664. Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Every little bit helps. $1 can provide up to 3 meals for those in need. 412-663-5664. If you'd like to donate, you can text NEED to 50155 or you can go to 937thefan.com. And here's the thing. We're all about helping Pittsburgh. We also want to help Pittsburgh the most. We want 937 The Fan to carry the weight here. We want to dwarf everybody else.
Yes, we do.
We look at everything like competitions, Doran Dickerson.
No doubt.
As does our guy, Tyler Kennedy, who jumps on with us right now. Again, Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. TK, appreciate you joining us, man.
No problem, boys. You know, the weather's been good in Pittsburgh, so I'm happy.
TK, the Penguins have been vital in the community for many, many years, and definitely during the time that you played for them. You chose to stay here in the city of Pittsburgh, raise your family instead of going back home to Canada. You know, what does this community mean to you? What does it mean to you to give back to the community? And what are some of the initiatives that you did while you were playing?
Well, obviously you learn from, you know, the veterans on your team. You know, you see the guys that are around that are doing things like Mario with his foundation, giving back, Sid, what he does to learn to play and all his foundation. You know, you learn a lot from those guys, and Pittsburgh means a lot. My wife's from here. I feel like it's my, you know, it's my new home. And, you know, I feel like I'm a Yinzer now, boys. Like, it's crazy. But I really feel welcome. And, you know, the people of Pittsburgh kind of fits in with who I am. You know, I'm a hardworking guy. I go to work every day, but my boots on, and, you know, I try to enjoy some sports here and there, but no, Pittsburgh's been great to me. And, you know, no matter if I just retired yesterday or if I'm retired right now, it's, you know, it's still really nice to see how much the sports means to the city, you know. And again, being retired, seeing, you know, what the Penguins, the Steelers and all of them do in the community and how close-knit it means a lot. And there's no other place I'd want to be.
Tyler Kennedy joining us here on the Fan Morning Show for the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. TK, the Penguins, they're circling the drain here, man. You look at the standings, it does not paint a pretty picture. After just about every game, you have Mike Sullivan sounding the same, saying that the effort's in the right place and most of the time the mindset's in the right place. Is this more of a coaching issue here going on, or do you look at this, TK, as just they don't have the talent this year?
Well, I think they've lost, obviously, Gensel and Grandfather Time. They're an older team, you know, and not that Mike Sullivan's a bad coach, but, you know, he's trying to stay positive. He's trying to get them going, but they are who they are. You know, they're not the same team they were in 16 or 17, you know, and it's tough for people to understand that. And I think Mike Sullivan's come to the realization of that, and he knows what they are, which is, again, they're not a Stanley Cup contender right now. This is part of, you know, the process of trying to get new players, trying to get good draft, you know, guys in the draft, and, you know, they're better off to lose games so they get a higher pick in the draft. Like, I don't think the playoff pitcher is the answer for them right now. When you think of the big pitcher, I think it's better off to lose and try to get a higher pick in the draft and, you know, try to get some young talent this summer and, you know, go from there. But for Mike Sullivan, he's a great coach. You know, you're hired to be fired, but right now I feel like, you know, he's been there a long time, and not that they're toning him out, but it's like, if you think about your kids, when you yell at your kids and someone else does, sometimes it means a lot more from, yes, someone else, because they haven't heard from that person, or they don't know the demands, you know, and that's, you know, maybe what's happening right now. And it sucks because he's such a great coach, but it is what it is. You know, it's, they've had a great run, and, you know, it's going to be an interesting summer.
Tyler, we appreciate you taking time today, man. We are moving 1,000 miles an hour. Thank you.
No problem, boys. Take care.
You too. Thanks, TK.
Tyler Kennedy. You know, when it was all downhill for him, when he went
up. Of course you waited until he got off the air.
I did. Bank, click, hang up. It all goes downhill. From Canada, was living in California when he was playing out there, and decided to live right here in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty awesome, man.
Love it.
It is. And we got guys like Brad Spielberger, who joined us earlier, who are relocating here. He's going to raise his family here, and everybody pulling their collective weight today for the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. The Buccos open up in just a couple of days. John Wehner is going to be joining us at 9 o'clock. We'll talk to him about Jared Jones, much, much more. If you want to donate, every little bit helps. 412-663-5664. You can text NEED to 50155. Or you can donate at 937thefan.com. And for $11 a month donation, our listeners can be a Feed the Need community champion. That amount will feed someone every day for a year. One community champion will win the following prize pack from Y108. You got 8-man jam tickets. You ever been to that, Doran?
Nope.
Oh, my God. It's a party. From 93.7 The Fan, you get two tickets to a Pirates game. From 100.7 Star, the boozy brunch tickets on the Gateway Clipper. You ever been to that?
Nope.
We should go to that. From Whammo, it'll provide TK Kirkland tickets at the Roxy Inn. You ever been to the Roxy Inn, Doran?
Nope.
Oh, my God, is that an awesome venue. And KDKA will provide a pair of tickets to Liberty Magic History of Magic Part 1. That's if you become a community champion. Up next, my guy, Bill Shaner. I always yell into the microphone, you need beer. Well, now, guess what? Up until 10 a.m., if you need beer, you can also help the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank if you go and buy your beer from Hampton Beer Outlet. We'll talk to Bill Shaner, the owner, coming up next. Also, our Feed the Need tote board update right now. Let's go, Becky. I almost went to break there without giving the update. So Austin Bechtold's on top of things. So far, through 2 hours and 43 minutes, our goal is 100,000 meals donated. We're at 56,952.
Nice.
I'm going to round up to 57.
There we go.
Yeah. Thank you, voice guy. I need a lozenge. I'm happy you said all that. You can donate at 412-663-5664. $1 provides up to 3 meals for those in need. So you can text NEED to 50155. Or you can go to 937thefan.com to make your donations. It's the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. The 50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We're joined now by our buddy, our friend from Hampton Beer Outlet, the man himself. He's super tall. Bill Shaner. Good morning, Bill. How are you, buddy?
Crowley, good morning. How are you, man?
I am good, man. We are very good. And we were just texting back and forth. You guys have donated 2% of your sales the last few days to the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. You say you expect to be up over $1,000, which would provide so many meals here. What's that mean to you, Bill, as a business owner in the area, to be able to put your name, to put your brand behind something as special as this for Hampton Beer Outlet?
Yeah, well, it is. You know, we're very selective about the charitable organizations that we support, Adam, and throughout the year. But there's nothing more meaningful than hunger. There's nothing more meaningful that we do than supporting Feed the Need and the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank. You know, my wife and I, we can't even imagine waking up hungry or living a life where you're going from meal to meal and you're not sure and you're insecure. So anything that we can do personally and particularly through Hampton Beer Outlet and all the support of our customers, very meaningful, and we're more than happy to be a part of this great initiative.
Pretty easy, I would think, too, Bill, right? Because people want beer, they need beer, they go to Hampton Beer Outlet for their beer, and then they get to say that they helped the cause, too.
Well, exactly, because we, as you know, we pledged 2% of our sales from Friday through today. And so the more our customers buy, the more we can help feed the need. So all they got to do is fill their fridge and we can feed the need. And the customers, you know, stepped up over the past weekend. We exceeded our expectations. I had given a minimum of $500 donation. But as you said, we're going to be a little bit over $1,000, I think, and it's not too late. Customers can still drive a little and save a lot to Hampton Bear Outlet today, as we will continue to donate throughout our entire sales today.
Oh,
so
wow.
Fill your fridge and feed the need.
Oh, that is awesome. And up over $1,000, that means up over 3,000 meals provided to those in need.
Bill, you're a Pittsburgh guy through and through. You love your Pittsburgh sports. You love your city. How cool is this, though? I mean, the job's not done yet. We still have a long way to go. We still have a lot more mouths to feed and a lot more children to put food on their table. But how cool is this to be able to be a part of initiative like this for the city of Pittsburgh?
Well, it's very cool. I mean, we have, I'm born and raised in Pittsburgh. I've lived all over the country like a boomerang. I came back to where my roots are. And it's because Pittsburgh is a very special place with very special people. We continue to be almost overwhelmed by the support our customers give us for this. And particularly over this past weekend to support Feed the Need, our customers really did step up. And it does make us feel very, very good to be able to contribute to such a worthy endeavor.
Bill, appreciate it, man. As always, happy to have you on. So happy that you're a part of this, a big part of this. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
That sounds great, Crowley. Doran, you have a great rest of the day, and let's feed the need.
Let's feed the need.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Bill. You know, Bill, I was there doing something with Bill right around Christmas time, and he put together a care package, bunch of beers, right? Mm-hmm. Holiday favorites, some pumpkin stuff that was left over. He said, hey, can you give Doran a couple of cases?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get them?
Nope. Yeah, I remember that. Never gone.
Does that shock you at all?
Nope.
Okay.
You told me about it. You're like, hey, I have beer for you. And I'm like, okay, where's that? You're like, ah, it's at my house.
I needed to keep it cold, Doran.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, we're going to continue our Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. John Wehner, a Pittsburgh legend, a Pirates broadcaster, is going to jump on with us. And we're going to talk to him a little bit about opening day and his expectations for the Buccos in the 2024 season. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet and McMurray. Save some green in March at Sun Chevy or sunchevy.com. High of 57 today, low 44.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.